Gen der Karin Daven, Setz, Baba Kama, Daven, and Zayn, Gen der Beis, Baba Tess, Tess, Maas, the Gunas, the Gemara, Loi, Ima, Maad, Baba Shem, Echina. No, this is the middle of some Brice, so Drashi says, doesn't know where it is. But Tess says, Tess is near, it's in the Koya, Ha, the Boy, Le Melef. It seems like it's going on, what the Gemara wants to learn, Baba Shili, Amavka, didn't pick a Mavka, Baba Tess, Baba Malvin, Beis, which Tess over there, the Masa Karin discusses. Shlichus Yad, regarding the locha of being liable when you touch the item, Mishay Mesachar, by a paid custodian, Mishay Mechinim, from the locha of an unpaid custodian. Which, and we're saying, no, you can't learn that from Mishay Mechinim, because Mishay Mechinim has a chumrah, as our Gemara quotes, over Mishay Mesachar. Now, Avagav, the Mishay Mesachar, Mishay Mechinim, Blei Shavua, even though a paid custodian is liable for the principal without an oath, Ksav Haitana, this time the whole, the Kfeil B'Shavua, that the liability of cable through an oath, Adif Mechinim Blei Shavua, is more severe than the principal without an oath. Taisa says, now it's a wonder to this Tanam and Nolan the Parsha Shaina. If that's the case, where do you know that the first Parsha in the Torah when it talks about the Shaina? Namib Rishem Mechina always said regarding the unpaid custodian, which is the more lenient, Vishni B'Shem Mesacha, and the second one by the Shem Mesacha. I can say the other way around, as we find that you're saying that Shem Mechina is more Chamer than Shem Mesacha. Because the Pekah Shel, the Gemara B'Din, the Tzadik Dalma Deis, like Kaimelon, El Meshub the Karna B'Leishu Adifa. It's only because principle without oath is better. But according to what this Tana holds that it's not, so then how do you know? Maybe Shem Mechinam is the second one and Shem Mesach is the first one. But Kosh, another difficulty is the Besamachim B'Kabochem Shalom Tshuva. Shortly, when the Gemara talks about regarding that, oh, this is a Kabochem that there's no response on. The part of the Gemara asks, Ma'alas Shem Mesach, Shem Mesham Tshuva B'Kev V'Chulu. Well, wait a second. Well, according to Rabbi Yosef, you could say, well, we find a Shem Mesach that does pay Kevul, which in the Tfus B'Nitzia, in front of the Mashal, you have the added words of the Sokadaitach the Kfeilo Bishvua Adifa. That that Kefil through enough is more severe. Begamaskana Kahilit Fitzach Bashal, according to one answer in the Gemara Mashal, it comes out, Hey Khabi Kabuchem class, I do Kabuchem at all. Shojha Bishvura may say it in Jabinivada, but he understands the contrary. Kivin the Echman by Akasav, since the Pasuk is stringent, Nachman Bela Poitra Ben Ageneva, we should be stringent to exempt him from Geneva, Kadesh is Chayev, the Kfeil, Keshvua, of the Kfeil, like an oath, or Beshvua, a defense more severe. But the Kaparach in this, that they ask, Malashem Esach, Shekem Hashem, Tushum, the Kfeil, and then it continues with this Kalema, which they bring, that's recognizable, the words of Taisis are asking on the Kabuchem of the Bais itself, which it was omitted because it seems similar, but that really these words should be here. Read it as an A, continue to claim another word. Lakach dinu, therefore it's logical, she's chayv gneva veda, that you should be chayv and gneva veda. Other half to the contrary, given the chamahu, since it's a stringency, havalalema shalay is chayv. To the contrary, you should say that, no, he should not be chayv, because he should chayv a cable, so that he'll be potter on gneva, then that way he'll be chayv a cable, because he's saying, according to this tana, the cable, bishvu is mohammed, the kind of bishvu. Bishop says no. To answer these questions, it says the upshot is obvious that diva chumah the karen of leishu and chumah the kfeil b'shvu. Everyone agrees that the severity of being liable for the principal without an oath is more severe than cable with an oath. Because the miyadeshu like the kachu says it's going to come to that. What they say in Yiddish, b'zicha zicha, it's definitely better to get the karen liability of geneva veda than when you're denying it for cable with b'shvu. And that's why we say that the Parsha Shni, which is the more severe Parsha Shechayv Karen B'Gneva, that you're liable for the principal with theft, is B'Shem Mesach, as a paid custodian. Shulchama, which is the more severe one. Or Parsha Rishayin, Shabbat, and the first Parsha that you examine, B'Shem Mechidim, but unpaid custodian. So the Parsha who is obvious to Zechama said that's more severe than the other one. But regarding what our Gemara is, according to this price, to make a flaw on the Kabuchayim, Shabbat, you could definitely ask from cable, because Avabi Shulchama Kadani, even though it's a small, stringent, since it's not what you're learning out from, Alpha P Shiesh Balamad Chumah Cheres Chamum, and although the thing you should learn out to is more severe in a different way, like we're saying regarding Shem Mesacha, doesn't make a difference. Still, ultimately, it is a small pircha, it is a small chumah that Shem Mechinim has. The high Tana B'Samach now, regarding the other Tana that the Gemara brings shortly, thinks about the whole that Karan B'Leishvu, Adiv Mikvel B'Shvu, that the principle of Adam is better than Kib B'Shvu. What do you mean? I thought everyone holds like that. So it says, no, it's really, he holds that. Philip Pircha in Lonolasis, Mimeno, that you can't even make a Pircha out of it. Because it's the leniency that caused it to be Chai B'Kevel. And this one, Chumrasa Gramers, Lesha Pat M'Kevel, that's the severity that caused it to be a Pat M'Kevel. And Kai Gab Nekam Rish, but see, we have the similar type of discussion from Zedav Dal Menav, Gabri B'Chi, it turns to Zamali Parach, that you can't say, oh, Yerechad is more severe, is better because it doesn't have a Zama, but it's weakness that causes it to have that because it's not a full testimony. And therefore, Zama is only by two Adam, and that's the same idea also over here, and then it's not even the Percham. Next is about the beginning of the words of Gemara. Nimtzah Shem Esachem, Shem Tzah Shem Kevel. Comes out that Shem Esachem pays that Kevel, but turn tennis listen Mazuyin. When you could have Kevel, when he makes the claim of armed bandits, because it takes 6 weeks, I believe Gazanhu. But if listed Mazuyin would be considered as a robber, Nichol, it makes sense, because the turn tennis Gazlan. Because if someone makes the claim of Gazan, not Ganav, but Nimtzah Shubi Ode finds it turns out it's by him, then actually, Lim, Shem Kevel does not pay Kevel. And then the question specifically according to Rabbi Yisrael. You're going to say, I can't name to Shemesacha. It's not true. You can still find a Shemesacha B'Sham Keifel between Tainiz Ganev B'Bailam. If he says that he had the owners with him at that time, which he's his potter when he has Baal of Imoy. And so therefore you could still have a case. So it says, B'Shem Yen Shech Keifel between Tainiz Ganev B'Nizeh. Maybe it's not true. Maybe that's not a good claim to say, oh, that wouldn't be make you liable between Tainiz Ganev with the compound of Baal of Imay. And even if it would be applicable, Ein Lach is still not a concern. You have a Muslim Elu Tameich. Okay, yeah, technically it could have said Elu Tameich. There are other reasons. But like, come on, it doesn't say it. That doesn't take away the question from Rabbi Yisrael. Next, just not the words of the Gemara. So by Tana, this Tana, how old? It's kind of Leishu Adifa. Principle, what Avin Noth is more severe. So this is what I'm going to say. Rabbi Yisrael is really little ill. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, who held previously, we brought Aliba Dahu Tana, according to that Tana, the list of Mezuyin who, that, that, or the, I should say the words, the list of Mezuyin Ganavu, that the armed bandits is a robber. Ever Gam say, boy, Satana, that Tana also is Kfeil, which will all Kfeil with an oath is more severe. I'm kidding, but that's the case. I'm not going to name Bashail. Now, how do we know that there's a liability of theft and loss by the borrower, because the Meshemesach if you can't learn from Meshemesach, because as we're saying that because Meshemesach has the severity of Kevel B'Shvu. Because the same question on the B'Yechanan. The signal El the Gemara came out according to him on the end of a Manalf, that the Ksavah that he holds listed Mizun Ganavu, the armband is a Ganav, yet a B'mafka the Gemara, but that he holds that the Kevel with an oath is more severe. B'shmaitin, the Sugi, the Shlichas, Yatzir, Chazaran, that when you touch the object that you're watching, it has to have a loss. And B'chein Tzavah Hasim Rebbe Laza. So too, Rebbe Laza holds like that. Yet, when Meruba, the Gemara later on the B'nai Tzavah Beis, really he holds that the Chi Mitamim Me'inchi, if you're hiding from people, Ganav, you're a thief. Apish B'ayil Meruim, even though the owners could see him. M'stam Asri L'Hoch B'Lis Mezuin. And therefore, we can presume the same thing is by armed bandits. So basically, the same question you could ask on Rebbe Laza, Rebbe Yechanan, and on the Tana that Rav Yisrael is bringing, is that if you're saying that Kefil B'Shvu is Adif, so then how could you learn out, let's say, the Shoyl from Shem Esacha? Sometimes we learn that from a different source. We learn that from the Vav Moisvel in Rishon, that we have a Vav, V'chi Yishol, putting together the parasha of Shem Esach and then the following parasha of Shail, which be Yilmud El Mitach Nemitach Ne'elyin, which that tells us you can learn out each one from the other one, because the Masim Perek Shail, the Gemara comes out by Mazilav Tzadik Heim and Alf. And the Lois Maskan, according to that conclusion, learn the Sark Kabbal Chaim Shabbat. So you're right, you don't need the Kabbal Chaim of this Braisa. And you're right, that's not what you know it, because it's not a Kabbal Chaim. But Vav Maisla Hasan, this is the Gemara brings over there. Hein Mekmeh, to take a loy, Mevichi Yishol, it's before they learned that Mevichi Yishol, but Yilmud Tach Ne'elyin, and you learn out the bottom one from the upper one. But Lamaskana, it's not difficult how I know Shoyal from Shemesach. That's what the presumption of what the proof was being brought from. Doma that he holds, that a renter is like a paid custodian. Now, why are we presuming like Rabbi Yehuda, which actually a simple translation would sound like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Meir, because that's actually how we come out. Kistamasneen, like anonymous Mishnah, which is the Perek Basa, the Shavuos, the last Perek Shavuos of the Testament, Abdikton, and the Mishnah teaches, and they say, the Pekas, and Masseich, and the rent, and Mashal, Masseich, and they pay, but when they have a Vedas, they see that a Seich is like a Shemesach. And Rabbi Meir and Nami is like Hachi B'mafkir. Rabbi Meir also says this, in Bamsid Al-Mavav, and Avka, B'Pam, Shashnei, B'chatz, B'chulu, which we see that, he's also treated the Seichel like a Shemesach, Bivamas Beresh Perek Amona, on Dav Samavam Mabez, Gabi Koyin, Shesach Aparim Yisrael, that he rents a cow from a Jew, the Matzid Mor comes out, and he Mechab Gnev Aveda, although he Chab Gnev Aveda, again, you see Seichel is Chab Gnev Aveda. Uba Shal Nigmar Mabzid Abitzad Zayin Manav Nami Ozi, Gabi Mar Bar Chinina, Agar Lei Kad Nyoso Lebe Chazoi, Bechaybin the Rabba, Umasik, and Nigmar comes out, that what's the case, the Gneva, you see that the renter is Chayiv on Gneva Vaveda. You know, it's not to begin with the words of Gmaram, Viboy Simon, if you want, you could say Kedemach Lefuchulu. That it's the other way around. That It could be Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda really holds like the way we had quote up a ton of Remei, which is Shemichin, which basically points out Leinav Kamin Amid. It is really no ramification of this. So what's the point of who it is exactly? It's still saying the same answer. Shemichin Elfi Devarav. It's just according to his words, the boy looked like Rabbi Yehuda that originally wanted to say like Rabbi Yehuda. So writes Lahashiv Lai. So he wanted to respond to him that oh, it could be him, but the opposite way. But that's like Shemichin. And now Ubo Umnen the Gemara see the pavement base Ikkai Gav. Now has a similar type of discussion. And says we by some you can say Kedemachel Rabba Avua, and so it says Vahasim Yisiyashar Tvei. There it actually makes more sense. Shoimikain that the Gemara says it over there. Kedelham the Hasim Masneit and Grameir, which it was at the discussion. Mishana Agam Shavi Yerusha. Maybe because it's brought over there, brought over here. Even here, there's no ramification. But there that it does. So just it says it also over here a similar idea. Next to this Masel, which this really belongs in the Mishnah of Nunheim of Eiz, Nav Legina the Hezika or the Gear says Venenis. Depending on which case is going on, if it falls in the garden and it damages, Meshlam is Meshanenis, it pays what the benefit was. Which plays a qualifies, it says, now it must be Togma Vuhu Sheinichi Leirid, that I mean, it fell, but it couldn't have gone down on its own, because Dimkain, if it would be able to go down Afla and Afla, then even if it fell, Meshlam is Meshanenis, it should have to pay what it damaged, not just Meshanenis, because the Tchlas of Bshiv said, Bainzu, it's considered as initially as negligent. Although at the end was oinus because it fell, but it could have gone down. There's negligence on the owner, and therefore you'd be chai. But save the tani yarda. Aye, so why does the sefer say that it goes down? It's enough. Even if it could go down. Right, just picking what's normal. But had enough. The same thing is regarding having fell. Since it could go down, that itself would make enough to make him liable.